SBS Radio.
Thank you for having me on the show. My name is Velvel Lederman. A lot of people will know me as Uncle Velvel, children's educator and entertainer. I teach now at Moriah College, but I suppose my claim to fame is that I'm the son of Moshe Malka Lederman, who came to Australia after the war. And I'm really excited that I can be interviewed about an upcoming ceremony.
That is an incredible ceremony that you're very much involved in. Can you tell us about it?
So when I was coming back from Israel at the beginning of the year, I realized that this year, on the 21st of May 2019, will be 70 years exactly, obviously in 1949, when one of the hundreds of boats that brought Shoah survivors to Australia, so the boat that my parents were on was called the Luciana Manara. It was an Italian boat. It made two trips from Europe. On my parents' boat, there were 350 Jewish people. Some got off in Fremantle, some in Melbourne, some in Sydney. And the boat came in on a Shabbat to Circular Quay Wharf 5. I, together with a lot of the other descendants of families that I've tried to find, are going to come together on the Sunday before that, which will be the 19th, at exactly the same time the boat came in at 11 o'clock for a Thanksgiving ceremony, number one, to the Australian government and country who invited these war-torn people into the country to start a new life again, and secondly, a Thanksgiving ceremony to the Almighty for bringing them to this new land so they could virtually start a new life again.
We're talking to Velvel Lederman, known as Uncle Velvel, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rabbi Lederman, can you please tell us about your parents and their story?
My father was from Lodz. He had a family in the 30s. Sadly, that they all perished. There was only one surviving son, and he went through Auschwitz with this son of his. They survived. My mother was from a family of about six. She was in Chainstachov, which incidentally is where the chief rabbi, Rabbi Lau, was found. And she survived the war with her sister. By the way, I'll tell you an amazing story. The sister ended up marrying my father's only son. His name was Nehemia. And would you believe, I think a lot of these stories happened in the war, would you believe they convinced my mother to marry my father. So in actual fact, a father and a son married two sisters.
It is an amazing story.
There were no men to marry, so she decided to marry an older person, and they had a very, very happy life. They got married in a DP camp in Germany. The DP camp was called Lampertheim. The younger son and the wife, they became chalutzim, and in 1948 went to Israel. And my father also wanted to go to Israel with his new wife. And the son wrote back saying, "Father, don't come here. We're living in tents. This will be too difficult for you." So my father found a long-lost cousin in Sydney, and this cousin sponsored him and my mother to come to Australia. So they were lucky enough to get on the Luciana Manara with 350 other passengers. When they came to Australia, my father actually became the first cousin of the old Mizrahi synagogue. And my mother did tailoring jobs. I was very, very lucky to be able to be sent to Moriah College. When I graduated at university, I felt I wanted to give back to the school what they gave me. And would you believe, I've been at Moriah College now for 42 years.
This is an incredible achievement. And I know you've got such a name. Everybody knows Uncle Velvel. Have you got other brothers or sisters?
One other sister. that lives in Melbourne, and of course, the half brother that I had, we were always in very, very close contact with him. His name was Nehemia. He lived in Givatayim, and sadly, he passed away 2 years ago. But the connection of us all, and a lot of the information that I received from the war years that my parents went through, I was able to get a lot of the life stories from Nehemia because my father passed away, or it's already 25 years. I would like to tell you, if I can, the passage on this boat was very, very difficult. The boat was actually a cargo boat, and it must have been so difficult for these 350 passengers. They changed the boat into a passenger boat, but the living conditions on the boat were absolutely horrible. In actual fact, when the boat reached Fremantle, and this has been documented in the newspapers, when the boat reached Fremantle, doctors from the Department of Health had to get onto the boat and deal with a terrible medical crisis that had broken out on the boat. Tragically, a little baby had passed away on the boat. The boat also sailed through the festival of Pesach. They got on the boat on the 21st of April. Pesach was in 3 days' time. Only God knows how they made a Seder on the boat. And my mother always used to tell me stories that the Italians were not very helpful to the Jewish people. They knew it was Pesach, and all they gave them to eat was spaghetti. So the observant ones didn't eat the spaghetti. They just ate potatoes, and the joint gave them matzah to eat, and that's what they ate for most of the trip to Australia.
How long was the trip for?
Was about a 6-week trip. The boat made 2 trips. After the second trip, the boat conked out and it was sold to a scrapyard. When the boat arrived with my parents on it, there were a few observant families on the boat. One of the other observant families was the famous Mr. and Mrs. Stark, and they had the famous delicatessen in Bondi. Now, the Starks were actually related to the chief rabbi of the great synagogue, Rabbi Porush. And being observant Jews, they asked permission from the captain of the boat, and they didn't care how much it would cost. They didn't want to get off the boat on Shabbat, as is the custom. And Rabbi Porush came after Shabbat, and he made my parents and the Starks Havdalah, gave them some food to eat, and they got off the boat. When they got off the boat, my mother said to my father, "Why didn't you want to get off?" And my father said, "We've come to a new land, and I wanted the first steps that I take in this new land to be according to Jewish law, and that's why I stayed on the boat."
This is an amazing story. 70 years of their arrival to Australia, you are conducting a special ceremony, Thanksgiving ceremony. I wish you lots of luck with the ceremony, Rabbi Velvel Lederman, known as Uncle Velvel. Thank you so much.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.